The October air is so warm in DC that it still feels like summer. It should be night already, but the sun is lingering in the sky. It's just too beautiful a day to say goodbye. From where I stand, on the fifth floor balcony of the brand new National Museum of African American History and Culture, the city below looks full of promise. Across the North Lawn, American flags flutter in the wind around the base of the Washington Monument. The Capitol building, with its impressive dome, is bathed in bright light. The White House sits like a dollhouse. Standing above the scene in my chef's whites, I feel like an orchestra conductor waiting for the musicians to tune up. Under the ruby sun, everything glimmers and shimmies with excitement. Next month is a historic election. Next month, I'll open my dream restaurant. Next month, I'll step into the life I've always wanted. So though it's late in the day, it feels like the dawn of something new. Behind me is a hive of activity as cooks rush to finish their pre-meal preparation, called mise en place, before the guests begin to arrive. My mind turns to the spreadsheets and lists of tasks and measurements, all the things I need to do to turn stacks of ingredients into a sublime meal. I turn my back on the view and head into the kitchen. My first restaurant, the Shaw Bijou, will open in less than 3 weeks, and my mind is on overdrive. For the past 2 years, opening the restaurant has consumed my life. It is, by far, the most ambitious thing I've ever been a part of. It is the expression of years of hustling and of seizing opportunities that have been withheld, often deliberately, beyond my grasp. There are so many moving parts to putting together a restaurant, including hiring and training cooks, developing a menu, and buying ingredients, that I shouldn't even be at the museum tonight. But it's too meaningful an opportunity to pass up. My culinary journey started like so many other chefs, as a child in my mother's kitchen. Opening a fine dining restaurant of my own is the goal I've been working toward for years. I'll need every bit of luck, every scrap of knowledge, every shred of support and strength I can get. I hope the experience and knowledge I've gained since graduating from the Culinary Institute of America will help me. My time at some of the best restaurants in the country, I hope, will prepare me. Hopefully, customers will recognize my name from Top Chef and Dinner Lab, a national dining competition that I won. But you never know. Will the audience on the other side of the television screen show up at the Shaw Bijou? I'm not sure. When I arrived in Washington, D.C. from New York 2 years ago, I thought by now I'd be the prince of the D.C. restaurant world. Things haven't gone exactly as planned. All ambitious restaurants suffer setbacks. Already, everything that could go wrong has. Technical issues, money issues, deadlines whizzing by. But somehow, my partners and I have toiled on. We'll open on November 1st.